The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Hello, regulars. Thanks for coming again.
Know you're right.
898 BC. We're back on track.
Number one.
Well,
right to free speech.
What do we got to talk about today?
As long as
who did we have? I don't remember. We had somebody cancel on this one. Who the fuck was it? I don't know. This is the point, guys. We got a trio. Three is the magic number. I considered that as our outro song, honestly. Three, oh, it's the magic. If you don't know Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks, if you don't, Spotify Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks, guys. Full of bangers. I've used them before. I think I've used three is the magic number as our outro before, so I couldn't today. But I probably will again. Because why not? Hit things more than once. We know you're not listening to every ep. Some of you are. Talking to you, Jared. Shout out to Jared Helfer. We'll have him on, I believe, next week. I can't remember. The point being is today is a trio. You know what I mean? And it's the regs. The reg. The Friday Night Lights, boys. It is Blake Scala and Skywalker. Today, I guess we did some calls. We'll do some calls. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can do that for the stay tuned for the outro. But today, what do we have? Well, today we have a in no way associated with the podcast unofficial sponsor. You see, I did have a show down at Willow Station the other day. Interesting show. But equally interesting, got pulled over on the way there. You see, it's a weird road. I don't know if it's a dead end. I should follow it. It might be a dead end. But the point is it's one of those Pittsburgh intersections where there's like a 45-degree right turn going to Willow Station if you come in, if we're going to call it from the east. I don't fucking know. But if you're coming in from the west, as I was this particular day, it's a nice gradual left-hand turn. You can see in every direction. And I make the left turn. Now, what I didn't realize was it's an illegal left turn. Why? I don't know. Now, I speculate. I love speculation because when I see something that doesn't make sense, I say somebody thought it made sense. Now, usually when something doesn't make sense and it does make sense, it's because we're compensating for the least common denominator. The least common denominator, and I mean dumb people. Now, I don't like to call people dumb. I do my best to avoid it. I know I myself got some dumb spots. You know what I mean? But I think this particular intersection, you're not allowed to turn left gradually because if you do so at a decent clip at night especially, you might accidentally drive right onto the train tracks instead of onto the road. Now, I assume that's why there was no left turn. Which brings me to today's unaffiliated sponsor. Today's unaffiliated sponsor is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Magistrate District number 05-2-17. It's a Pittsburgh address, but the folks down here know it as Castle Shannon. Now, I had a run-in with a officer. Let's see. It's got to be on this ticket here, right? It's got to be on this ticket here. This here ticket. Oh, there he is. A sergeant, nonetheless. Hell, I was in the fucking presence of officery. You know what I mean? Is a sergeant? Sergeant an officer? Is a sergeant an NCO? Hell, the police ain't even the same as the fucking... No. Point is no shade thrown on Sergeant Kiefer, okay? Sergeant Kiefer was nice enough. He pulled me over. He said, "What you doing?" I says, coming from the gas station. He says, "Why are you coming here?" I says, "I'm going to that place to perform comedy. And he goes, okay, well, the reason I pulled you over is you made an illegal left-hand turn, to which I respond, oh, shit, because I didn't know. You know what I mean? I don't make illegal left-hand turns with unidentified headlights behind me, and I know headlights pretty good. Cop headlights, you know what I mean? You all know some cop headlights. Either way, so he got me, right? He asked me if I have any guns in the car, to which I tell him no, and then he says, well, can I have your ID? And I says, here you go. And I go looking for my registration. He says, I don't even need that. I trust you. Good on him. Because I don't know if I had good copy. I mean, I have good in. I got the insurance. I got the registration. I got the inspection. You know, it's all there. Maybe that's why it is. Maybe he figured I was up to date on that shit because the registration's right there. You know what I mean? Not the registration. The inspection. Long story short, he comes back and he gives me a ticket. And he says, hey, here's a left-hand turn ticket, not even a moving violation, no points against you on your license, which I didn't know this is a point state. I guess we have points. Do all states have points now? I don't know. And he gives me my ticket. He says, it's a $25 fine, no big deal. I believe he says, break a leg, possibly kill him. I don't know. Maybe he said kill him. Maybe he was a comedy fan. Maybe that's why he was nice to me. See, my qualm isn't with Officer Kiefer. My sponsorship, unofficial, is with the Magistrate District number 05217. You see, on here, he was right. There is a $25 fine for turning left illegally. Again, I can see in every direction. Big open intersection. Gradual left-hand turn. No harm, no foul. Green light. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I didn't put anyone in danger. $25, whatever. I'll take the slap on the wrist. But then I get the ticket. I'm going to file today. Guess what the ticket's got on it, guys? This is the thing. Okay, let's say you go to Starbucks and you ask them, can I get a black coffee? Pretty run-of-the-mill, like a left-hand turn, right? The coffee, $2.50, right there on the board price, you know? They bring you the coffee, they set it down. They say, that will be $15.45, sir. And you say, whoa, $15.45? I thought it was a $2.50 coffee. But it's not, because you see, that particular Starbucks charged you $2.50 for the coffee, $2 for emergency medical services, who, by the way, did not show up to Starbucks that day. We're talking about Willow Station. So that's another $2 for them. Then we've got a surcharge. What's a surcharge for? I think it stands for service charge. And I was served. So I guess we can say that that's worth another $4.50. And then what else do we have on this line items here? Costs with an S. Simply costs. The state charges you for costs. Another $4.25. And then they have JCP-ATJ. What does that mean? Nobody knows. But it's right here on the ticket. So long story short, if you're going to get a ticket in Castle Shannon for turning left, be cordial, be polite, walk away alive, you know, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, your $25 fine is a $154.50 fee. It cost me $155, if we're rounding up, because you do, at the halfway mark. $155 to make a safe left-hand turn. Let's be honest, guys. The only car in the area was behind me. Turned out it was the 5-0, you know? I mean, he was fishing. He was hoping I was drunk or something, you know what I mean? And I get fishing. If he wants to go fishing, I'm not a big fan of it. But fine, you know what I mean? But what he didn't find was a drunk guy going to a bar, which is, I think, what he was hoping for. You know what I mean? So at that point, hey, say, I'm going to serve and protect the community, and since no one was in danger, my service will be to inform you, you don't turn left when going to Willow Station. So, if you're in Castle Shannon, P's and Q's, follow the good old boys rule, which is only break one law at a time, which is what I did. Make that left turn. But no. That's going to be like your utilities for the next month. Gone. Hey, how long before they jack up utilities? I mean, the government knows they've devalued the dollar. And they're the ones in charge of utilities. They got to jack that shit up, right? Yeah, they'll blame it on the oil companies. Anyway, today's show is in no way brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Magistrate District of Castle Shannon. That being said, I had fun on the app, guys. A good'un. Another good'un. So let's get right into it. Today, on Pod, 898 BC. You know him, you love him, Skywalker. Also, a huggable fella himself if he doesn't try to punch you in the ribs, which he always tries to do. Guy's got issues. It's fine. It's fine. Pretty nice fella. Won't even eat animals. All right. Blake Scala. And if you're lucky, you'll stay in there and you'll catch cameos on the phone, baby. I'm talking Logan Mihalko. I'm talking Johnny Traficani. I'm talking overpriced minivans. That's right. Stick in there. Episode 998 BC. What do we want to call this? I'll come up with the name later. Let's get into it, folks.
It gets settled.
I'm listening.
Oh, man. It's been a... How'd everybody's day go? You know, it is a Friday.
Are you calling me a Dago, dude?
I didn't ask if you were Italian.
Slurs 4 seconds into the bar.
Boom.
I'm everybody's Dago?
This is what the 800s are about, dude. 899 BC. Let's go.
Yeah.
Slurs all the way to 800. That's the new theme.
That's a new theme. Each episode, we will pick a group.
Where's my pen? I should write that down. Maybe that's this fucking episode's title is
Slur.
How everybody's Dago.
How's everybody's Dago?
Yeah.
No, I got one.
He's well fed.
Yeah. Here's the problem with my Dago. Only wants to make fucking cookies and shit. Doesn't want to make the rest. You know what I mean? No family recipes from my Dago.
I do. We do have a. Do you guys have a family dish? We have a family dish: rhubarb pie,
Strawberry rhubarb, or just rhubarb.
It's rhubarb custard.
See, custard turns me off.
Yeah, you haven't tried it. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'll try
it. Anybody
anything.
Says they've eaten it and not liked
well,
it.
Not anything.
We're dueling, okay. Dude.
I love strawberry rhubarb pie.
On your ass, dude.
Oh, dude, that's where it's at. There's just a level of tartness to that you can't. Mm.
I don't like strawberry rhubarb pie. It ruins it, dude. Strawberries.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Fuck them.
If you don't fuck
with anybody who picks strawberries,
oh, Jesus,
dude. I'm talking about the Mexicans. No.
I haven't had a single pie I've liked that's other than apple or pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah, really?
What?
I don't like any of them. I think they're all garbage.
I mean, pumpkins and no fucking
first
brainer.
Off,
it's
rhubarb
awesome.
Pie yeah, to make one, to have just
sweet
a straight rhubarb
right.
pie.
Sweet
is,
potato pie? I don't know if I had that one.
It's sort
I gotta
of like
be honest
pumpkin.
With you. I like sweet potato pie.
It sounds like it'd right. be like a pumpkin anyway.
Yeah, it's similar.
Same shit, dude. Different story. Do you need a pen and card, bro?
No, he is here. Look,
sure.
Just
yeah, serve him up, dude. Keep
there's
him hot.
One. Boom. He's dude, been hot
we're the
ever
regular
since
I supposed
him
to know
dude.
How it goes.
He call. I call. So I call him to see if you know how his day is going.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I call yeah. him up. I go, hey, how's your day going? And he's like, yeah.
I've been
day
going
really
pretty hard.
I don't really have time for this, dude. I just woke up.
I love.
It was 4 p.m.
Your shrugged shoulders and
4
hands
p.m.
were very on point.
Yeah, dude.
4 p.m.
Well, I was running fucking miles at 4 a.m., dude. So
jeez.
What are you,
what's going on with you?
Were man? You actually running at
yeah,
4 a.m.?
Yeah, I think he's yeah. preparing for a lightweight bout.
I am, dude. So. I'm cutting weight most... right now. I'm fucking ripped right now.
That'd be the healthiest thing he could be doing with this kind of fucking schedule. He'd be trying to get in a fight. Otherwise, just
it's, well,
damage
it's
to
scary
his brain.
Blake is training, and we know how he is with us. Imagine when he starts talking to other comedians. He's like, hey, we should spar for like 2 minutes.
No,
it's like,
no,
I'm
Jesse
going. I'm going up net. Yeah,
running up. Yeah, just got to pick.
Jesse's going to learn.
He's got a huge size advantage on me, dude. That's how I'm gonna.
Yeah, we've seen how that worked with
Aaron. Body shots, dude.
Yeah,
you're already
well,
looking
that's
at his
the
belly
thing
button.
Is, yeah, you always call body shots.
Yeah,
and then for some odd reason, you end up busting somebody in the face.
See, but I think slap boxing is better because slap boxing you can score on all areas of the body.
All areas of the body.
Mm. That's why I asked right when you said it.
I don't know
said,
if I can
I said
do
closed
that.
Fist, and he's like, "Yeah, that's how we." I was like, "All right, that's what we."
I don't know if I can slap with this hand.
What's
I
that?
Might bust my hand trying to slap box.
Oh,
what,
really?
You think you're more likely to hurt your hand slapping than punching?
For sure.
I don't buy that, dude.
All right, what about side popping? Side popping.
Hammer fist?
Hammer
no,
fist.
No, dude, you can really hurt somebody with a hammer fist.
If these fingers go back, it'll just...
Oh. So that's good. That's what we should do then, because then we're at the advantage that time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. I'll throw all
our left. Our handicap is we don't want to hurt you, and you're like, dude, I'm here to kill. I'm here for blood.
I swung low and hard on him, but
yeah. Now he does his John Rambo thing. You know what I mean? That's what. It's like he puts on the red bandana, climbs a tree, yeah, and he waits for a comet to walk by, dude.
Once he starts getting in that place, you can see the eyes. They go cold, dude. And then,
hey, Sky, you got a cigarette? Uh-oh. Something's up.
You ever have a buddy who gets that kind of drunk where they get doll eyes like a fucking... Like they
move like a murderer?
Yeah, like they move their head and their eyes don't fucking turn at all. They're just making their head look like
the guy's a pigeon.
Yeah, dude. So it's exactly what it's for? Like.
The
dude.
People who have too many demons and they come out.
Yeah, dude. Fucking I had a buddy like that. PBRs. He could whoop ass, dude. That guy whooped a lot of ass. It's always good to be friends with the guy who is able to whoop people's ass.
Well, you got to watch because sometimes they lash out on their friends, dude. And then if you're in that, you know, if a crazy person deems you weak in the moment, you got a lot of trouble on your hands.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when you do your John Rambo thing and just, you really do it, dude. It's, I could see it.
It's because he lived in the streets, dude. Yeah. That's his jungle, dude. He's the concrete jungle Rambo.
I can hear him actually saying like one of the lines. He's like, he's I a just Rambo wanted Dago. Something to eat. They drew first blood.
I didn't have a good record on the streets.
What time do you have to start that thing tonight, by the way?
I'll probably start it around... Yeah, well, it starts at night. I'll probably get there about like 8:15, 8:20.
So I set an alarm, dude?
No, right now we're only at 7:14,
Oh, yeah, we got
dude.
Plenty,
what are you
I have
plenty
of fucking time. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
I don't know
it's
how
the
to
three
do.
Amigos.
We're already running out of shit, guys.
The three amigos. I had to fill that thing up because Blake and charge it because Blake is a sucker for Salt Nick, dude.
I don't know what I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to fucking change up the studio because I had to do this basement. This is like the last thing. You know what I mean?
The house?
Yeah, so
this is a...
In the summer, I'm thinking either in the garage or up in the... Bedroom thing, what, Bob? But the bedroom thing, Bob, I don't know if we can be fucking smoking cigarettes or not. These aren't cigarettes. They're vapes.
These are vapes. Yeah, well, here's the thing.
It's a small room.
Here's the thing. It's, you know.
I liked it up
let's
there.
Just, let's just...
Put it up there in that corner room?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a smaller, more intimate space.
It is very intimate. Well, you killed the sound in there pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's all fucking bare right now. So I got to put a lot of work into that, and then I got to fucking... Ugh.
I offered you egg foam last time, free egg foam. You cut the size, and you were like, "No."
You didn't say it was
free.
We
don't need it.
You didn't say it was free.
I told you. I said whatever you need, I'll grab the foam. It was sitting on the job site.
They were just gonna toss it
in a dumpster, or somebody was gonna put it in the back of their truck for their tools. You know what I mean? That's usually how it works.
If you walk in that garage, you will see just piles of fucking building materials that I kept thinking, "Oh, I'll use these for something." But now all they do is look like a fucking pile of shit in my garage. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't need any more egg foam.
You gotta get organized. Come on, dude.
Will you come over and do that for me? I'll hire you at $1 an hour.
You have to build shelves, so no, you're going to have to help me. I can draw you the shelves. You can draw the shelves? Yeah, okay. I'll show you.
I'll do $2 an hour if you keep me high.
You for real do have to come over here and fucking get me into crypto, dude, because right now nobody's talking about crypto, so that means
that's time
for me to get in on some dip.
Monero's holding up well, dude.
I like dip.
Because it has a real... Black market use case. People
that's
use
what
Monero,
I'm saying.
Dude, so it
it's got an actual thing that can't be tracked or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking dope as shit. I don't know. You got to give me how long do you think it'll take you to figure it out how to get something like Monero in my possession if you came over here?
He could do it in 2 hours.
Yeah, a few hours.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, I fucking had so much trouble trying the other day. Way back when we were talking about authenticating.
It's always the authenticating process.
Well, you'll probably have to go through some fucking
VPN.
Annoying service that'll charge you like a 2% fee. Tax or fee or whatever the fuck.
Telling me you can't buy it if you're in America, though?
That's
what makes it so fucking valuable, dude. It's so good. America won't let us trade it.
You don't want to get it on like a centralized exchange because that defeats the whole purpose of, you know, because then they can check that you fucking bought it.
That's true.
You gotta just find some way off the books.
So you gotta find another person to buy it off of in like a chat room, dude. Is that what you're saying? Like go to Reddit and be like, who's selling Monero? And then some pedo's like, I've got so much Monero.
Well, one way we could do it, I don't know what this will mean for me. I might fuck myself on taxes or something. But you could give me money. I'll deposit it. Then I just send it to your account on KuCoin or whatever the fuck, and then you buy.
We just split, we just figure out what that comes to for each person. We know there's going to be a cost anytime you takes money to make money.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think that'll hurt you. That'll actually help you, dude.
It's got for anyone interested in crypto.
The crypto, you definitely.
Is all crypto like unmanufacturable? You know what I mean? Is it all like self-manufacturing, like with the blockchain or whatever? Isn't that like how it works? Like crypto generates another crypto slowly as it's used?
I don't know. It just depends how they...
Because what makes it any different than money?
It depends on the support group, really. If people believe in whatever the service is, that's usually what helps.
But money used to be based on gold. And when it was, inflation still existed, but gold, like...
Dude, give us the basics of how crypto works for a stupid person. Just kind of... If you were to start up investing, because you know how to...
I don't even
fucking... But you know this. Let's give the people what they need, which is a little education.
From the bull.
Quick.
All right, well, I would say basically, it's about like who's in charge of the fucking currency, you know? Because with dollar or whatever, they can just print off however many they fucking want.
Right.
You know?
And who's to stop that in crypto? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You just got to look into the fucking... The token and what the supply is and what's it, the max supply is, if it's unlimited, if it's capped. Bitcoin, there's only 21 million of them.
Right.
And there's only like 10% left, and they're going to be mined over the next 100 years. And every 4 years, the mining rate is cut in half. It's called the Bitcoin halving. So it becomes more scarce, harder to get, and then it goes up in value.
Yeah. Okay. See? And then it'll stop being produced,
until people
stop
believing that it has value, and then it'll crash. Seems like people...
Right, but that would be a breakdown in society. Yeah. For that to happen, that you would need to have a breakdown.
Let me ask you this.
Make it illegal.
Does any type of social influence also help crypto? Like everybody with those YouTube accounts and all that other stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're like a smaller coin or something. Yeah,
right.
I had this fucking tiny little shit coin, and they... at like $2, and they did some YouTube promos with some people, and it went up to like $80, and we all made a shit ton, but we were morons and we held because we thought it was going to be the biggest thing ever, and we lost it all.
Damn.
There you go.
But that was all of it, right? Like, it was all the fucking crypto.
Well, I've lost at least 20 grand this year.
Well, you learn from those losses. I don't count that as a loss, dude. Just gotta figure it out.
I do. Every morning, as soon as I wake up, I feel the weight of that loss. Because now I have a few thousand. I don't know what I have. I don't even look anymore.
That's my thing. I kind of do that. One of my buddies kind of got me into it, and he's like, "Just kind of pick things, research a company, see what you like." And I was like, "Okay, whatever." You know, it basically cost you like a grand to invest on any one of these, right?
Minimum you'd want to start buying.
Yeah, and you basically set it and forget it. You know, I got the little notifications on my phone, but basically you set it and forget it.
Have you heard my theory on Monero?
Mm-mm.
It's the only one that can't be tracked through its blockchain, so it's used on the black market.
So it's super decentralized, right? But if that's the case, then why can't you buy it if you live in the U.S.? So what was that?
I don't know. I tried to do that.
They just don't list it on most of the centralized exchanges you get on.
So you have to have... What app would
you
need?
You need an anonymous on-ramp into the fucking...
I see.
Blockchain somehow.
You need
and once
somebody
you get
to hold
in
your
there,
hand, and that's going to be the bull, dude. He's going to go hoof to paw, and we're going to walk right into the crypto world, dude.
I'm going to research it tonight. I'll come back in a couple days. We'll get Douglas some Monero. He'll pay me an exorbitant amount of money.
Money, yeah.
Should we do it as a podcast about how to invest?
We're doing it right now, dude.
It's amazing. No, this will be like walking us through, because then I know things will go wrong.
Just
I'll be like, God damn it, and stuff like that.
Leaving a record for the SEC that you bought Monero.
Yeah, there you go.
It's so crazy that why do they care what I buy? I buy a fictitious piece of information, and they're like, that's illegal around here. You might trade that for goods and services.
Dude, you're fucking with their money by making up imaginary money.
I know.
So they're really...
That money's worth
a goddamn globalist.
Unless you make money on it, then you owe us a lot of that money.
That's a pretty good idea. I used to do that for years. I made up a ton of stuff.
I tell you what, that surreal law's not that bad.
You guys don't have a clue the kind of secrets I have.
How's it going?
I like it. It's a pretty good George Bush.
You do know...
George W. Bush. It's a W. Bush.
You guys need to chill, man.
Yeah, you should do.
Did you guys see how
I just
figured out.
Panties
he was giving a speech, and he was like, it was a disgusting and brutal invasion of Iraq.
Oh, that was Ukraine. So funny. That was so funny. The invasion of Iraq.
He's like, well, Iraq too.
Watch me take a shot.
What did he call it? He called it a human something.
It was a horrification on on the Iraqi able people.
I mean, the Ukraine.
It's just absolutely a bona fide.
How right, Scott, old? People are shutting off the podcast.
How old is George W. Bush? Anybody want to guess?
I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah, let's do it over under here. I'm going to write him down.
I'm
going to
take a guess at 69.
In 2001,
he's not 70
he
yet.
Was
yes, he is.
50, so we're going to call him 60, 74. I'm going to say 74.
I
what
went
do you say?
70. You guys did math, so it wasn't 70. Really. Cause
what
it's
do you
not,
got?
You did
I was
math.
Saying 73.
Yeah, that's not guessed if you sat there and count, bro.
All right. Survey says, how old is George W. Bush?
It might be 70.
It didn't say it. I was hoping it would say it. He's 75. God damn it.
75.
God damn it. You won, Douglas.
You got
I should have put money on it.
You didn't go
dude.
Over, too, dude.
We
you
need
get
more
both
gambling,
showcase showdowns.
You get the washing machine.
Yep. And the jet ski.
Let's start a
and
trend.
And a trip to Haiti on a cruise. Have fun.
Let's get people.
I am your captain now.
Oh, Sky just had to find another way to go. How can I work an accent in this?
Haiti.
Fucking A, dude. Fucking
yeah,
A.
Whatever.
Accents and slurs. It's
that's the future of podcasting, dude. People don't realize, dude. If they made hash, if they made racial slurs into NFTs, you'd have something. Ooh, be like, yeah. I own the N word, dude. I own the N word.
Oh, good lord.
that's a tough conversation.
No,
well, I screenshotted the N word, so now it's mine.
Like, your screenshot doesn't mean anything, all right? When people mean the N word, they come to me.
That's nuts.
Good 5 cents every time someone says the N word.
Jeez.
NFT, baby.
You'd put rap out of business. This have to be a hard
That'd be
R.
Sweet. No. Well, that's true. There'd be two different ones. There'd be two different NFTs, dude. One of them would be
you
hard R.
Think
dude.
About these.
And
things.
I wouldn't buy the. I want to say for the crowd, I wouldn't buy the hard R NFT. Okay, I would make the regular.
Oh,
one.
This is horrible.
Hey, you'll have that. You'll have that.
Look, man, the rapper's got to rap. All right, so I'm gonna let him rap at a reasonable rate.
How many mics did you go to this week?
Wouldn't that be funny if somebody did NFT it and then so they had to start using the hard R because they didn't want to pay the fees. So they're like, oh, we gotta throw the hard R and otherwise we gotta pay the white man, dude.
Put an O at the end. We'll make a new word.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Somebody would just it'd be X. They put the X at the end, dude. That's the way things are going.
That's about it.
Oh, fuck.
I got lost halfway through that one.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah,
I would not cut that. I was the one for sure who looked the worst, I think, in the whole thing, and it was
the worst.
Clearly
no,
a
I
joke.
Just,
so
I asked a simple question. That was 5 cents, though.
5 cents? What the fuck are you talking about?
You said 5 cents. Oh, I should. It should be more.
Oh, as each royalty. But think about how many times you get it in one song. Sometimes, you know, you might have $3 songs per play. That's pretty good.
Listen,
pretty good
with the. We're going to need more money than that. Okay, I'm talking like 150 a song. You know what I mean? 200 a song.
What's the second most profitable
for an
song?
Artist, that is nothing.
If the N-word NFT is the
we're staying on
is
this,
the
huh?
Bitcoin.
I guess
if it's
happening.
The Bitcoin of word
I was just
NFTs.
Thinking, if I am rich, how much am I going to pay in the future to have Douglas just delete the whole podcast?
And I'll be there to sell out, dude. I will.
There's a solid 40 hours of just horrific shit that I'm involved with, and I don't know if I like it anymore, but there's no going back.
You're in too deep.
Yeah.
The idea is to put it in the haystack, dude. We just got to keep cranking them out so it's in the haystack. And people are like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
$8.99 and we're doing $900 and we're doing them out of order. By this episode, I will have finally passed Trevor and become number two.
Will you? Nice.
Trevor at 26 episodes.
Should I call Trevor, dude?
Call him up.
Let's try to call
this will be number 27.
Should
we
try to call him on Facebook or regular phone? Facebook is less professional, which is or less intimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go regular phone.
You think he's going to pick up?
Go regular phone. I don't think. I think it's going to go straight to voicemail. Put money on it. You're not plugged in. That's why you don't have any type of compliance with that phone. Plug it in. Plug it in.
That should be a fucking little thing on the podcast that we do every episode. It's a little segment where we try to call Trevor and see if he picks up. 4, 1, 2.
Yeah,
9,
I told you.
5, 2.
Unreal.
That's fucking tough. That is I'm going to have to drive to that guy's house.
And knock on his door.
Yes. See what his old
pretend you're
says.
UPS, dude. You're tall enough.
Well, never mind. We won't go into his business. But regardless, I talked to Mike Sercone, too.
He's doing good.
That's good. Well, he's out in California, ain't he?
No, not anymore.
Oh, he's back here.
No, not anymore.
Where is he now?
I think he's maybe
anonymous.
He's anonymous. He's kind of. He didn't really tell me that. I didn't really ask. It was good to hear his voice. You know what I mean? He was being goofy as usual.
Yeah. Well, it's
hey,
hard.
Hey, bro. I'm like, oh no.
I have a feeling Sky's making this whole thing up.
No, no. He gave me a good call. I don't want to divulge the guy's business. You know what I mean? It's like our boy is back, dude, which means we get to talk about alopecia real soon.
Oh,
I was listening to that episode today when trying to look for best of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I was listening
we're going to prep for that episode.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, I love Sercone, but I don't think he's going to probably come back to comedy. Why do you think he will.
Know?
You think so?
I think he'll either do improv or comedy or both. You know, he's not going to want to sit still. He's not
team up with Jesse Fang. They're both aspiring actors, dude.
That would probably be beneficial, but Jesse will probably leave before Mike gets back.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
That's just what Jesse does, dude. He's a traveling fucking 6'5".
He's always here. He goes to school here or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, what happens when he leaves? We don't know how long he's staying.
Well, that's
Jesse's new.
Good for him, dude. Yeah. Good
Listen,
for him.
Listen, Jesse's
young,
got it going on,
he's
dude.
Devilishly handsome.
Dude, you remember when...
I actually tried to get him to come to this episode. He has some fucking... Oh, I went to some networking event for the 48 Film Fest. Well, shut up, Jesse. Just say no.
What the fuck is the 48 Film Fest?
I don't know.
Who knows? I tell you what, he's got some suave on him because he snagged Stooge's date one night, a Tinder. Right at Mario's. It was hilarious.
Really? Right in front of him?
Yeah, basically, she shut it down. Well, what we got going on?
I was just checking to see if it connected, so that's all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is that Bluetooth capability?
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah. There was something you were saying. I was going to look it up, but this is...
What is it? Let's run it back.
Worst
Hold on.
Idea
message,
ever,
a message
dude. Oh, it was the movie. It was the 48 something, rather, right? What was Jesse's thing he was in?
The 48th Film Festival.
I might have just made up that name.
It doesn't have a definition for belch.
Yeah, 48 Film Festival.
What does it say?
Oh, no, I was just reading the message from Jesse.
Oh. Yeah, ask him.
What is the 48th Film Festival, Pittsburgh?
There you go.
According to 48 Hour Film Festival, filmmakers from all over the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area will compete to see who can make the best short
film in only 48 hours. Oh, that sounds like a challenge, dude.
It does sound fun. They have 48 hours, and they probably have equipment provided for them.
We have a Johnny Trafficante. We have a Johnny.
Are you saying that we should crash this guy's fucking...
Call Johnny, see if he wants to get in a movie. Call Johnny. See if he wants to get involved in a movie.
Fang should get into porn.
Who Johnny should Fang? Definitely get
yeah,
into porn.
Yeah, dude.
What's wrong with the fucking sink?
Blake's like, I've been thinking about it.
For the 48-hour film festival, we made a 48-hour video of me fucking this chick, dude. The moment the festival was announced, we started filming me fucking this chick.
We redefined the festival, dude.
We cut holes in 6 porta-johns. That's what we did. Movie magic. Did you ever see? I remember this one time we went to a concert. I think it was in somewhere in Ohio. And they had, you know how they line up the porta-johns when you're out, like an outdoor theater. You know what I mean? Like a pavilion.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and you went into the porta-john and you looked down. And there were all separate doors. And it was just 12 fucking porta-johns wide open. It was just like a big bathroom. They were all big holes.
All right.
I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? You go to a porta-john for privacy.
No, you don't. You go there to piss, dude. You want privacy, walk off into the fucking grass or something.
That is true. Unless you got to throw a missile, dude. You ever been there? Yeah.
You don't want to deuce in
a You get those Kaibo, beer shits halfway right through a six-hour concert, dude. Sometimes you just got to...
No, man.
What's the local... Because you guys are both...
If I'm going somewhere with a fucking porta potty, I'm not eating for 2 days in advance. I plan that shit out, dude. There's no way.
You don't like
I'm shitting in a porta potty.
You don't like the Blue Lagoon?
Shitting in a porta potty is probably better when there's a pile of shit than the because if you drop one into a fresh batter of blue, splash, dude.
Well, there's
splash,
ways. Dude. No, not really. There's ways to prevent this. A, it's called the bird nest. Okay, everybody knows this trick. It's a porta john, right? And they got an abundance of toilet paper. So you just take the toilet paper
and
keep feeding it into the
damn. And you create little catchers.
Correct.
Catcher's mitt for your poo.
Rule two.
I like it. No splash. Dude, this is fucking bathroom science here, dude. I'm liking this.
Rule two. You don't want your dick touching the fucking brim, right? So you wrap it up like a mummy with the toilet paper.
Write this down for episode 800.
Why would anybody have their wanger touching the rim of the toilet?
Even if you push it, you don't want it.
Why would anyone have that?
It happens. It's a port-a-john. Sometimes you sit down in a hurry. You don't know what it's like.
Wow, I don't have time, man. When I'm running into a port-a-john, it's not because I have extra time. I'm not going to wrap my mummy dick up, dude. Yeah, I'm going to be like, I got to shit. Oh, Jesus, I have to get port-a-john.
I don't let it.
Oh, God.
I don't let it get that bad.
Can I hold it for 6 hours till I get home? Can I possibly do that?
And that's usually what we do. You don't want to go in there. But you plan it out when you know when you feel okay. You know,
I've definitely been lucky to have a port-a-john at a lot of my jobs that I've worked at. You know what I mean? Like, that was luxury. Like, oh, we got a fucking toilet on this job?
Pisser?
We got a fucking toilet. You don't just got to go piss in the foundation? Like,
yeah, that's. Yeah. But I tell you what, there's something about that peace and quiet. When you're out there peeing, you know, on a construction site,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Every now and then you hear the sauce. But it's like, oh.
Yeah, like I don't have to think about anything for about 5 to 10 seconds. Just, back to work.
You take some short pees, dude.
Okay. I do have a small bladder. I probably have to pee like right now, actually, to be honest with you.
I think that's why I got the dad bod. I just like to hold it. Just hold it in there. There's probably years of shit in there.
That's probably good for you. Isn't that like Kegels for dudes if you're holding your piss? You know, it's like.
Yeah,
I guess,
but I'll tell you what.
Prostate's like piss associated, right?
Yeah, but when you pee, dude, holy shit, it's like 2.5-3 minutes. You just...
That's not true. No one's ever peed for 3 minutes.
I'll put money on it. Google.
Hey, ask all your right, phone. Let's longest see
piss.
Ask your phone.
I don't think
phone.
That's in the record.
What is the longest piss?
This is good stuff.
508 seconds.
Holy
the
hell.
The record for the that's longest pretty good. Pee is 508 seconds.
508 seconds. So how many minutes is that?
Well,
that guy just had to have a hose down his esophagus.
508 divided
eight
by 60 is approximately 8.47.
All right.
That's crazy.
I'm so tired of you guys going, yeah, you're full
this
of
person,
shit.
This
dude.
Person clearly had plumbing issues. All right. We're not talking about a regular.
No, this person clearly has
dude.
A very strong fucking bladder. Okay. If you could take an 8 minute, trust me, like when I drink those like light hazy IPAs, I swear I piss like 5 minutes. It's you just pee and pee.
All this pee
and
talk
pee.
Makes
this
me have
horrible.
To pee. So now
go?
I have to go pee.
Go pee.
Wow.
You want me to pause it?
You didn't call Johnny
for his
movie. You
probably should.
Role.
I don't think you should leave the podcast. It's just me and Scott. No, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Just
go fast, dude.
See what I mean? He didn't. He should have just
right,
held
Scott,
him.
Who are we going to do? Schwarzenegger?
No. Hey, you're going to end up paying royalties. Be careful.
What?
He bought that. You can't say the N-word.
Oh,
Aaron bought
come
it.
On, dude.
I just fucking... How's life, man? Feels like shit out there, huh? Humidity's up.
We really should have paused it.
This, I mean, yeah. I tell you, I don't know what his problem is.
We're
pee made him
weather.
Go pee. He can't handle nothing. What's going on? Ever since you headbutted him, he's a different person.
That's what happens. I change people. You fight me, your life changes, dude.
Well, I'm
there's
warning
before
me,
and
you
after.
Know, I've warned the other comedians. They think it's funny. I think Adrian thinks he's really going to take you. He's waiting for you to make a reservation down there, and he's going to light
anymore.
You up with a hot food plate. You're going to get smacked with a shepherd's pie, dude. It's going to be injury and salt.
Now, I have a feeling he bust out a box cutter or something.
Like a cholo. just hit you up. Hey,
oh,
man.
Dude, it went off the rails so fast. Guy was talking about the weather within 7 seconds.
I see they're doing a lot of yard work next door.
Yeah. Weed whacking.
So how long was that piss? What, 35 seconds probably? Right?
Yeah, well, quick. You're not going to get in the Guinness.
Yeah, the eight and a half minutes somebody pissed for, dude. I'm talking about guy, probably, because longer, you know what I mean? Longer urethra, narrow gauge, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be what happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're talking like squirt gun, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the guy. That's the guy who breaks that record. He's a shooter.
Yeah, he could probably shoot that 20 yards.
Yeah, he could knock cans off of a fence post. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, those feel good.
What, belches?
Yeah, I hate when I mess a belch up. Was the problem.
How the fuck do you mess a belch up?
Sometimes
that was my best Blake Scala impression. Yeah. Is that good?
What?
No.
Do I talk like
that? No,
he's trying to mimic the expressions. Well, we do this thing where we all make fun of Corey because Corey gets very airman.
He really does.
You know what I mean?
His shoulders and hands.
I have no idea what I look like on stage or any of my mannerisms.
Oh, you're like deadpan face up there, dude.
You know what you should do is film yourself and watch it.
Yeah, I know.
It's really easy, dude. I use my cell phone and two rubber bands.
Dude, Vinod records himself, dude.
Okay.
Well, he's got a tripod hooked up to his iPhone, dude.
All right, you're not making me want to do it, dude.
Okay, all right.
I love Vinod, dude. I tried to get him on the podcast. And did I tell you about this? I tried to get him on the podcast, and then he's like messaging me back and forth. And he's like, what is podcast? How do people listen? And I was like, it's a recording you put on the internet. People can listen whenever they want. He's like, I like this. This is good opportunity. And then I'm like,
it's not.
I'm like, isn't. So when do you want to do it? And he's like, no response.
He said nothing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, actually, I probably, this will be an interesting experience. I just said what I thought happened. Let's look what actually happened, guys.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here it is. Searching for Vinod.
Okay.
Tell the people who Vinod is if you guys.
I seen him last night at the 565 mic. He's a comedian. He's a,
really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. So here he goes. This is me. Would you like to podcast Friday or any evening next week? Please tell me, what is this about? I have never done it. I am available next week. It's just four people talking about anything. No rules. No topics? Question mark. How is it broadcasted? Question mark. And then I responded with, podcasts are posted on the internet by saving them to a server, which distributes them to streaming platforms.
All right, you gave too much info.
iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, podcast, etc.
Jeez, you just kept feeding this guy.
No.
People
you
listen
say we
on
record
their phone.
It, we upload the audio file to the internet, we put it on all the streaming services, and people...
Either way, never responded. So you saying that I went too heady on him, and he was like, dude, this guy's talking down to me.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a fucking doctor, for God's sakes, and this fucking punk wants to... Act like I don't.
Vinod probably didn't know what a computer was, dude. Yeah. Gonna give him a lot of background info. He's like, internet? What is internet?
Dude, I saw him last night at 565. That was a pleasure.
No,
dude.
You should ask him again.
Oh, did you get there after me?
That'd be amazing. Yeah,
because I took Jared over to Mario's. You went to Mario's first.
Yeah, we switched on the highway.
I should have done the same fucking thing.
That's what I did.
No, but you know what? I had a great time at Mario's last night, so. That worked out good.
It worked very smooth for me, dude. I walked into Mario's, was like second, maybe third, but probably second up. Walked out of Mario's, went straight to 565. Four people, then me. And I was like,
boom.
And then I jetted over to Izzy's. Izzy's got a mic over in the Mirage, is it call that thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew I should have went out last
time. He posted too late, so no one fucking got... But I went there and it was probably three other comics and we were all doing like 15 minutes and it was like to nobody but everybody. You know what I mean? Like everybody was there. Nobody was listening that time. You're walking around trying to do 15 minutes. It was fucking something else, dude.
It was brutal, huh?
Dude, comedy's tough. I got to do fucking 15, 20 tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
For who?
Arcade Comedy Theater.
Ooh, Arcade.
Do you have any comp tickets?
I don't know. I don't know.
You should ask them. I'll go to your show if you have any comp tickets.
Y'all need somebody to laugh. I went on their website today just because I was like, I got to confirm the time and stuff, be ready tomorrow. And never was told, but I guess it's kind of a crowd work show. Didn't know that.
Oh, you got to do 15 to 20 minutes.
And, yeah. And that,
are you kidding me? That's your bread. You talk to everybody. You'll be fine.
But also, the very first thing you see when you pull up their webpage is masks and vax cards required. And I'm like, okay, well, I can do one of those. how do you feel about this positive test that I can show you from 3 months ago? Yeah. Is that a good enough?
I got card? The antibodies.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking...
Your boy is healthy. How about we do some time? Yeah, so...
Their fault for not fucking confirming that shit before you got booked on.
I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's just on their website still.
Dude, I don't
know if they actually checked mine when I went. Or I think I was like, yo, you want to check this? And they looked at it.
I just don't think promoters care. I don't think they care. I think they say the show must go on.
God bless her. The show's put on by Sam Bentley. And it's, I think it's every month or every week. I think it's every month, though. And she's great. So I don't think any, but the establishment itself, I'm sure there's Ukraine flags everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to go up there and tell your boys jokes and see how they think. And well, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. What's the worst?
Oh, anti-Ukraine humor.
Yeah, dude, you're just kill.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, it's not particularly my crowd. I probably would do better at a VFW. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Definitely do better at a VFW.
I don't.
Yes. Wait, what? What are you talking about? Would do great at a VFW.
I'm so tired.
The shaved head bit? Oh, dude.
I haven't done that.
The vets would love.
Oh, yeah, the home vets. Yeah, I heard that story about.
Oh, God.
When you told
horrible.
The home to the families, and the family was like, we don't think it's funny. I'd be like, well, your dead husband would have laughed. And then they were like, that's terrible. And no, I said, well, watch you fuck off, you cunt.
I told my homeless vets joke.
Dude, this is kind of heavy handed.
My homeless vets joke bombed, and I was like, you know, this joke actually usually kills with people who haven't seen the horrors of war. And that bombed as well. And then I did my last joke, which is much darker, and that entire thing bombed too.
Oh man, that's a good one.
Yeah, when I have to do 15, it's like if everything doesn't go well, I am fucked.
Yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. It's dude. Everybody's got, I think all of us have 15 easy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you don't.
If I took my bad material, which I have a lot of, and then used it with the good stuff, like as the hits, you know what I mean? I could have 3 15-minute sets, but I need more discipline to memorize all that shit, dude. It's so much shit. And then I don't like having to do it verbatim. I hate that. I'd rather fucking jump from this joke to that.
It doesn't always have to be verbatim. You just have to. I mean, I know the talking points of my point. You know what I mean? Basically, yeah. I know what I want to say. So you can have fun with that all day long. I got a chance to fuck around with timing yesterday. It's pretty fun. I did the thick head midget joke. I don't know if that went over well at 5.65.
I just never mind.
I'm gonna guess no.
What?
People were laughing. But, you know, when I did the twerking bit, you know what I mean? I rubbed my ass up on the mic stand. So
people got to put their hands on that, dude. And they're thinking about your ass crack on there, dude.
I don't know. I'm like,
why'd you fart on the mic while you're
like,
at it,
dude? You guys touch that.
That's Sky's set list. Now, first I'm going to twerk on the mic, then I'll hump the stool, then I'll do Schwarzenegger, Gilbert Godfrey.
We'll talk about glory holes being stranded on the highway.
I can always remember a joke.
Up Best Western matches.
But I can't remember what's next.
Just leave me alone.
Best Western.
People still love that.
It's a good one. An oldie but a goodie.
It's an oldie but a... You know what?
Hey, it's not like you published your hour yet, geez. So I don't think anyone's going to be upset.
Dude, my best is the two tooths. Nobody likes the two tooths, dude.
I don't know that one
is. Is dead in the water.
I don't even know what it is.
So many bits that I want people to be like. There's just no bit for some reason. Like people just don't like.
So many
shit.
Things I want to be funny.
I know, dude.
Don't work.
I'm like, turns out I'm not good at knowing what's funny. You know?
I know. Am I really struggling that bad in your eyes?
You? Yeah, well, he's bad. It's real bad.
Jesus Christ. I knew something was up, dude. People have been treating me different.
Well, me and Blake didn't even notice it until other people started saying it. And then
Well, let me ask you this. Who said it first?
Probably. When's the last time Sky told a joke?
Oh.
Yeah, that's everybody says that. Yeah. That is rough. I feel sorry for the establishment we fucking host that mic at.
Yeah, they're like, well, if you can't do...
Oh, we're all so bad. Every couple of months, I'll have a set. It's like, wow, that wasn't bad. That was good.
I'm going to buy myself a drink for once. Shit. That's the crazy part. It's like, I'm going to buy myself a drink. And it's like, I've been buying myself drinks all night just to go up here.
Hey, I need a good sustaining set tonight, you know? One of those ones that keeps you going for a month.
Well, you gotta stop doing it. You always come up to me, you go, hey, dude, don't put me up early. And I go, dude.
Sometimes it is good to get caught off guard, because I've done that twice in the last week and a half where people are like, you're first or you're fucking second. And I'm like, okay. I got to get my shit together quick, you know what I mean? It's nice. It's nice.
You do the yeah.
Ooh. That says it.
Ooh.
Okay, we'll go.
I don't know, because some of my favorite sets ever were like late night at Hambone's.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Like a few people left. So I try to replicate that, and I love late night sets. But then the problem is sometimes everyone leaves, and it's just like, oh, I can't do this.
And I've talked to a chair before several times at Hambone's.
I got to stop going.
For some reason, at Hambone's, it didn't feel bad to be there last and have three people.
It was the greatest
first
room.
Off, always remember that the host, more likely either Derek or Brandon, Shell would always be there every now and then, and they would have to sit and watch you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they weren't happy about it.
They got smart after a while. They had the God mic in the back, so they didn't have to stand up every time. They could just sit back there and eat wings. They're like, your next comedian's blah, blah, blah.
I feel like they only did that on Mondays, though. Thursday,
they would do the
Derek
host
would always
host,
get
yeah.
up. He would
yeah.
always fucking yeah. go up between everyone.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
They really were. That's left there, they have the HAMB
that
still
building
lit up.
Is
HAMB.
HAMB, baby.
That building is so valuable. Like, somebody's going to go in there and try to make money.
Is that B silent? Like home?
Home bones?
HAMB?
HAMB
sounds so much better.
Hamones.
Hey, man.
Hey, let's go to Hamones. Yeah, the silent B, I guess.
We're about to break into the HAMB, okay?
No, I was saying I was just there like a couple days ago. All that's left is the HAMB lit up.
Mm.
And the rest of everything else is just dead and gross. Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's on it? They put that on it?
Oh, nobody's fixed it
the
up?
The sign's not off. It's just HAMB still lit up. I don't know how the fuck
I didn't realize
exactly.
It turns on at night. That's crazy.
You know what? I have seen that lit up. You're right.
Yeah, it still is.
Unfortunately, when you get a fucking neon sign like that, you got to put like a layer of plexiglass in front of it because if somebody throws a quarter at it, you know, it'll break the tube and then all this gas leaks out and you're fucking screwed. Sucks, but people do that. They throw stuff at stuff. Hambone's, I remember he had to fix it a couple times.
You won't throw a rock at that neon.
Yeah, exactly.
Real neon signs are dope.
There's
a lot
cool
of fake
shit,
ass
dude.
Fucking neon signs out there, but the real
dude,
ones.
Everybody's LED, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
dude. I do dig. I kind of want a neon sign, but I don't really want to build a shrine to alcohol, so I need to figure out a not alcohol neon sign to buy. You know what I mean?
Why don't you just do the invasion of Rome in between these columns here?
I've been wondering what to do with these. Honestly, I thought about taking a picture of Pittsburgh from like Mount Washington, and then having a. Decals made. So
For the 800.
Unofficial sponsor, fatheads.com.
Exactly. So dude, then you just be like, fucking.
For the 800s, the pictures for the episodes, you should put all our heads on Mount Rushmore.
All right.
That
well, I think
is sexy, dude. I'm hard.
I might have done
dude.
That before, but what about when there's not four or there's not. How many Rushmores are there? Are there four?
Well, then you just there's four
on
one of the presidents.
There's
on there.
Teddy, there's Lincoln, there's Washington, and there's who else?
Come on.
Who knows, dude?
Who knows? You don't?
Come on.
I know.
We can figure it out.
I've never been there.
I'll tell you. Okay. All right.
George Bush is up there. Hey,
oh,
I didn't know.
Man.
I knew at one point in my life I could have stood.
We just had that one.
God damn it. Right now, I really wish I remembered the president of the South's name. What was the president of the South?
Oh, excuse me.
President of the South.
During the Civil War, the president of the South?
Why didn't you just
be funny to say that was on Mount Rushmore, but I don't have the fucking words for it.
Call Logan and see who the president was. Call Logan.
All right, let's
call
see.
Logan.
Don't call Logan.
Dude, I know the
context.
Heads, dude. Come on, dude.
Is it
call
an
Logan.
Ice cream truck? What the fuck is that?
What is going on?
That's a timer.
Why is Shut your fucking off. Dude? Come on, dude.
My bad.
Professionalism,
my bad, dude.
Dude,
it's 7:50, dog.
Ooh. All right, see if Logan knows.
Come on, Logan. Come on, Logan.
Pretend you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay. Can he hear all of us through that?
Maybe, probably. Logan.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who was the president of the South during the fucking Civil War, dude?
Oh, give me a second. I know exactly who it is.
Jefferson Davis, am I right? No. God damn it, who is it? Who's Jefferson Davis?
How about you put your car windows up, big sexy? Yeah.
Is it that guy? Is that the right words?
Yeah, that's exactly who it was. And he led a regiment of soldiers in the Mexican-American War, and they were like a private militia, and they equipped themselves with rifles so they could shoot farther than like people with uniforms on pistols.
So basically they were like really badass killers and you're just singing the praises of Jefferson Davis? Because we were trying to figure out who was all on Mount Rushmore and that was my guess as the final guy.
Well, who's on Rushmore?
They were like FIFA badass killers. Like, they were like, oh, we got malaria and we don't like it. And our uniforms are way too hot for what we are doing. But they did have good guns. But they were all like voluntary and they... Most of the guys were like,
this is classic Logan.
Jesus Christ.
I knew this was going to happen.
I wish you were here, buddy, but you're on the podcast right now, actually. Did I tell him that? Did I even tell him that?
No. Yeah, welcome to the episode. You know what you just won?
A brand new car!
We're actually...
something that has a better Bluetooth, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, we're gonna do that other podcast another time, though, the one I was talking to you about. But we'll talk later, bro. Just wanted to ask you about that.
Come to Parkway tonight.
Yeah, yes. hit up the fucking
we'll
Parkway,
see you at
Mike,
Parkway
tonight,
baby.
Right?
All right.
He's so disappointed. He's like, all right.
All right. Hasta luego.
I'm driving to Millville right now.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Nice, nice.
Fuck that. Bring people to Parkway afterwards.
Yeah. If we're still going.
All right. I'm like, yeah.
All right, dude.
You got my number.
Yep. Remember, put your finger condoms on, dude.
It's wild out there.
Girls are a little blowed out down there.
Peace out, Logo.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Good to hear your voice. So, is that right, though? Or did I just get it wrong? Or is it right?
Yeah.
Jefferson Davis.
Come on, man.
According to Wikipedia, Jefferson Finis Davis was an American politician who served as the president of the Confederate States from 1861 to 1865.
I pulled that out of my ass.
Whoa.
I'm not a white supremacist. I just happened to know that.
I tell you what, dude, and you are going to very diverse shows. You're going to get found out.
That's what I'm saying. Here I am making jokes about how I'm a white supremacist. I don't know if it's going to play over well at the arcade. You know what I mean?
Not the crowd for a white supremacist.
They're all going to have...
Not a white supremacist.
Yeah, they're going to have like the Joker, but faces on their masks. And they're all going to be staring at me from the audience, and it's going
to
be...
Well, here's the thing, though. If anybody charges you at this point, you know what I mean? You need training to go up for your rematch with Blake. I have one coming up. I got to lose the... Look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
No, you should add more cushion there, dude, because I'm going to fucking rip to your body.
I mean, if we're doing body shots, we're going to have to also throw in grappling and throwing.
That's fine.
Because...
I want to, but can we not do it in closed quarters where I'm going to break stuff?
Well, we have to do it on concrete, obviously.
Yeah, we got to find some grass.
We got to find good grass.
I say we just get some MMA gloves and we just do a full regular fight.
Dude, MMA gloves. And if you start doing that, there's no padding there. Trust you, me, buddy.
I know.
You start ringing somebody's bell with some fucking open hand gloves. Oh, my gosh.
We get mouthpieces.
How many comics before you think you get charges, dude?
I'm gonna fucking rock all your future good jokes right out of you.
I
bet kickboxing gloves you could still grab hold of people with.
Yeah. I just figure regular sparring gloves and some shin pads, you'll be fine. You know what I mean?
Dude,
if you get hip tossed, then shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
I'll show up for one day, but I ain't making a club out of this thing. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. I had my club days and they're behind me.
We need to get some Armenians to train us.
I follow like some Russian, because I love Russia so much, account on Instagram. It's all about boxing.
Look, this guy like us very much.
Boxing Ukraine into a corner.
Yeah, it's exactly, that's exactly what it's like. It's like, if you're a Russian, you come up, you punch like this, you step aside. Okay, it's about, put your shoulder into my shoulder, that type of thing. It's great. I don't know. I think the algorithm
it's amazing got it how out. Many of those countries are under the Russian umbrella over there, like Turkmenistan and all of them. And it's crazy how many. I mean, that dude's just got a long reach.
This is the war that we want. That's why it's popular.
Yeah,
there are people being killed every day in Yemen, and no one gives a fuck. And it's because it's not advantageous, dude. There's some reason the politicians, and I'm not going to explain my theories, but there's some reason that they would rather us be looking at a war in Ukraine and giving $40 billion to the country without asking for receipts.
We don't want to have to do this, okay? But sometimes we don't like colors. You know, you got the blue and the yellow, and now, you know.
Zelensky's a cool dude, though.
He's all right.
He's like a good, like, if you just want figurehead to root for, he's like a cool dude.
He's trying hard. He is an actor.
He's a scared liar.
I think he's playing a character, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think he is an actor, and he... He is.
I don't really pay attention anymore, but like at the start, they were making it like he's out there on the front lines. Yeah. This guy.
Well, he stopped wearing.
He chopped off a Russian's head with a shovel today.
He stopped wearing a suit and started wearing like an army green t-shirt and stuff for every interview and things like that. And you're like, okay,
Mr. Biden, have you seen Zelensky has been fighting on the front lines? What do you have to say about?
Where's Saki? I smell glitter. Are the kids here?
It's Zelensky to me, you know.
Good lord!
You're trying. You're just sad because you're not even willing to try, dude. You're not even willing to try a Biden impression.
Did somebody say rhubarb pie? Rhubarb.
If I had to go,
hey, you should know a guy named Rhubarb,
my boy.
Don't
even have it. See, listen.
He's afraid.
Listen. That was a good start.
Listen here, guys.
you're starting. You're starting. I'm starting. I don't know why we gotta be, but it's a bad thing.
I tell you what, dude. I didn't have a good idea.
It's real bad, dude. Yeah, but I love it.
That's what happens.
Is there any other way to develop something?
You have to do it.
You just have to do it. Yeah, you don't
and
start
I don't,
good.
Listen, I just do it because it's how I'm thinking. It's how I'm speaking. I'm sorry. If you guys don't like it, then I don't know if we can continue to be friends.
Dude, do I got to
snooze you guys for 30 days, dude? Because I'll do it.
Oh, no.
Dude, can you imagine how depressed we would get?
Oh, man.
You guys would lose your mind.
Oh, Sky leaves me some of the strangest voicemails.
I can't believe Sky hasn't made a post.
Wait, let's keep talking, but I got to play that voicemail you left
me.
Dude, that's a good voice email, dude. So the new thing now is to just leave random voicemails. Me and Blake had agreed that it would probably be a good idea if we had phone sex voicemails, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to.
One saved message.
How bad is it?
Message.
It's by your ear.
How bad is it? How bad is this one?
About you a little bit today. Started getting chubby, and I played with it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, at first, I was just massaging the tip, and I'm like... Then that zipper came down in the middle of traffic, you know what I mean? Full hog, dude, just rubbing that sardine can of a pecker, you know what I mean? Them squared off on top, you know. From holding in all those boners, going reading cloud. Just something about you, man. I don't know what it is. I wonder if your butthole's blonde, you know, the hair back there. Do you anal bleach? You know what I mean? Do you have tricks you can do with, like, a air compressor in your butt? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
That's just horrible.
Just want to thread that needle like a basketball, you know, and just air it up a little bit. All right. I want to get home to the wife and kids. I'll talk to you later.
Jesus.
I was going to kill myself that day until I heard that. Thank you. I saved that. Did you hear? I actually saved that voicemail.
You did save it, yes.
Hundreds, yes. I've deleted from my parents.
I wonder how many.
We love you, son. We care about you so much. We know you're going through a hard time right now. We just want you to... I'm like, nah, when they die, I won't want to listen to that again. But you, Sky.
But when
Sky fucking me in the ass, threading my asshole like a basketball. Save
inflating
that.
Inflating it. Oh, baby.
Man, I haven't gotten any from Blake yet, but usually when he calls, I don't let it go to voicemail. And yeah, I should have just let it go to voicemail today.
I wouldn't care. I don't have the...
You have to leave. No, this is the thing now. This is what we're doing.
Voicemails. Okay.
This way, listen...
Don't answer your phone the first time.
I think this is going to be great, because if either one of us die and somebody goes through our voicemails, this is going to be amazing. I never knew this side of him.
So that's your rule. When you guys call each other, you can't answer the first time. If they call you back, then you got to answer.
No, but you answer the first time, but if you actually miss the call, no matter what, you have to leave.
I'm bleeding out. Yeah. Please answer the phone. Says I'm not going to leave a homoerotic message.
I can't do it.
He didn't call back. I'm sure he's fine. It's a joke.
I think they're coming back for me. I can hear.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, dude, we're rocking at 8:00.
What do you need? What do you hand signal?
Let's just have 10 more. You know what I mean? Let's call Johnny and see if he wants to make a private film for the 48th film or the 49th.
10 more hands.
Annual film festival. Let's see how that goes down.
Who am I supposed to call?
We got to call Johnny, see if he's one.
Johnny who? Traffic Annie?
Johnny T, baby.
I tell you what.
Well, first off,
we should save that for the Hun.
Yeah, the Hundo.
Maybe not. I don't know. I can try here, but
I just want to see if he'd be interested in making a movie. Yeah, woo. Hell, we probably should have just did it this way.
Oh, shit. He's literally wanting us to call him.
Yeah.
We have to break the fourth wall, I think.
We're making so many calls.
We have to break the fourth wall for this call, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Traffic Annie, can you hear me, eh?
Loud and clear.
Don't use your real fucking name, motherfucker.
You're on the podcast. We're starting a new segment. We call every once in a while. We call people.
Yeah.
So, what's up, bro?
Oh boy, am I? Same shit.
Different. Listen, I got it.
Friday night. Just got my sushi. Just picked up a nice bowl.
I forgot that you get sushi, dude.
Money.
Don't touch it.
What's that?
Sky's here. Can you hear him?
Can you hear me, motherfucker?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not very good at talking loud, Sky.
Well, if you want me to talk, I don't want to peek the mic here, Aaron. Get better equipment.
Shut up, dude. Traffic Andy, you're so lucky you didn't come today because you would have had to deal with Sky. Dude.
I've been a handful.
He's trying to sell me his car. Guess how much he wants to sell me his Dodge Caravan. What year?
It's a 2019. What's your problem?
So that means it's a 2017.
How many miles?
It's a 2019.
It's a 2019. How many miles?
Because it's labeled as a 2020. I know it's a 2019, okay?
How many miles?
It's got 75,000 miles.
And he wants...
Brand new transmission.
How much do you think
brand
a minivan that needs a new transmission is worth?
It already has one.
Yeah, but it needed one because it's a POS, dude.
Hey, dude. Hey, easy.
Johnny, give us your estimate.
How much is the minivan worth, Johnny? 2019 Dodge Caravan, stow-and-go seating, 75,000 miles.
Aaron's not going to like my answer. And here's why. I've sat in that minivan. It's a nice minivan. It's the Cadillac of minivans, for sure.
It's very good.
And the thing is that I just sold a minivan for around 75,000 miles. It's a 2015 Toyota Sienna. That thing went for around
35,000.
Oh my!
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh my god!
That's a Toyota.
Oh my god! These underwear around. Oh, you're
that's
telling
a lot,
me,
dude. 35 grand.
That's how much fucking car.
That's a new car, dude.
Are cars appreciating?
Why don't people just buy new cars?
Yes, yes. People are buying
minivans. Minivans are expensive as hell.
Minivans and trucks,
dude. I'm seeing them on Craigslist for fucking 9 grand. A good one.
It all depends on the year.
I can't believe it. So you're going to value this man's minivan at 35 grand. It's a Dodge Caravan. We're talking about a Chrysler Daimler product.
No. You're not holding my feet to the fire on that, Aaron. I'm not evaluating any car until I see it, scratch it, sniff it, and smell it, for God's sake.
You said you rode in this thing, for God's sake.
He sat in a road. It was at night, okay? We went about 30 feet, Johnny. Let's not lie to these guys.
I did not take it around the block. I sat in it.
Yeah.
This guy wants to sell me his van for $17,000, dude.
I don't want to sell it to you. I said someday it could be.
This is not a reasonable price.
Aaron is not happy about your.
It's not a reasonable price.
He's hanging up on you.
I'm going to see if I can look this shit up.
Hung up on, Johnny.
No, Kelly Blue Book 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan.
That is a horrible podcast.
It's a goddamn beautiful podcast, and it says it's worth $24,000, you son of a bitch. That's a pretty good price.
You know what, Aaron? I think my price just went up.
It's only got
you
three.
Might want to start talking old? To... Yeah. Start talking Hold to on. Blake about crypto real soon.
Johnny, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all that shit's going down. Is Blake living in the van again after all that shit? Man, he
dude, I wish I could afford a fucking van.
We followed his advice.
Dude, so what we're going to do is we're going to start a GoFundMe for the listeners to buy me a new van. And the reason they're going to buy me a new van is because I'm going to give my old van to Blake. And he can live in it. And he can live in the fucking van, dude.
Why don't you drill a sofa down in there for him, dude?
No. Nice, he's got stow and go. He's going to put out the sleeping bags at night. And he's going to do Uber or whatever during the day.
Hell yeah.
He's just going to be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean?
Dude. How you want to live?
This is a business plan.
We could do this.
We can get you
How about
driving.
This? Aaron, you buy the van for $20,000. Okay? I'll take that money, bankroll it into crypto, which we know Blake will just take.
Right.
And buy the shitty van.
So we do like a circular thing here.
Yeah.
I buy the van, you buy the crypto, we share the profits.
Boom. And he gets to live in a van.
And we finance it through JP Morgan. I love it.
Hey, Johnny.
We got a proposition.
You got a good detail department down there because Aaron's van's going to need like fucking reupholstered.
Oh, yeah. You name it, I got a guy. I got a guy down at Team Nuts will take care of it.
Okay, here's the other thing. The 48th annual Film Festival.
Team Nuts, dude.
Team Nuts.
Team Nuts. You're into Team Nuts.
Right? Now, yeah. Oh, Team Jesus. Nuts. Johnny, hey, don't say that on air ever again.
Sorry.
See, now you got me off track. And he's
Johnny, are you still there?
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, dude.
Can you hear me?
I apologize for Skywalker.
So the thing is they're having the 48th annual film festival. And it's, what was it? It was a competition, basically,
who can make. Days, and you and your team get to make a short film in a couple days using their equipment, and it's a contest.
And it's a contest. Next year, I want you to enlist in making a short film for the 49th annual Millville Film Festival.
I agree, dude, because you're a theater guy, dude. You've always been a theater guy, and we need your guy.
I think it's 48 because you get 2 days to make it, right? Not it's the 48th
you get 2 days. The 48th
next
one.
Next year will be the 49th.
So it's just the 48th all the time.
I think maybe it's 48 movies.
I don't think there's a TH. I think it's the 48. It's
48 hours to make a film.
Okay.
I think.
Johnny, you in?
I don't think they've been adding an hour every year.
Let me tell you something.
You got 1 hour to make a film first year.
Sky.
I'm listening.
We're listening.
48 hours. Fuck that shit. You give me about 12 hours, a nice little sack of blow, a typewriter, and a pack of cigarettes, I'll write you a script that'll make you fucking weak.
No, we want you to also be in it.
Well, that's perfect.
We want you to play a Jewish dentist.
It's still very good that we can get him on the first 12 hours. That gets a lot of work done up front, and then we still have the remainder 1.5 days to, get the film made.
I'll be like Scorsese in Taxi Driver. I'm just going to walk in and start rambling stuff.
All right, all who vote on hanging up on Johnny T, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I love you, Johnny.
All right. See you tonight.
Later.
That was fun.
Oh, man. Who else is on the hit list? Nobody?
Nobody. No. We, if anything comes to mind and we have to do it, then we will. But for the time being, we're in for the penny. I see you. You brought those damn cancer sticks, dude. You're tempting me. I wish I had my little nicotine.
There's one in there.
No, there's one in there.
It's the last one.
I'm inside the house, for God's sake.
No, not now. To take with you later. This is for you later.
I'll see you later.
Well, we're not stopping to get more. That's the last one.
Thank you, Blake.
You know what? Blake
had two on the way here. Okay, don't deny.
It was, see, and that's why he knows. He knows.
I know. Dude. It is. Do you guys know? I just don't like him. It's like as soon as you smoke, when you're like,
That doesn't happen to me because I almost never smoke.
I feel like shit every time I have a cigarette. Right after, I don't know why I keep doing it.
And I keep. That's my thing, dude. And I'm always the one buying the goddamn pack.
Well, I definitely have had that experience that you're talking about, but I don't have it anymore.
They just feel so cool.
They're great. So cool, I love cigarettes. I wish they didn't kill you. You know what they are? If cigarettes didn't kill you, I would be smoking right now, and people upstairs would be like, it smells good in here. If cigarettes were good for you, you know what I mean? But they're not. It sucks.
Here's the thing. For me, it's like cigarettes were a go fuck off moment. Like, damn, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, I'll be right back.
It's a reason to leave. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No matter what you're doing.
And I hate it. Because now I'll be working, and I'm up and down. I'm like, I have a cigarette. I'm like, yep, we'll stick to the vape today. You know what I mean? Usually after that, like, first cigarette in the morning, I'm like, why am I having this? It's like I get out of the van, and I immediately want, I just want.
I don't vape, man. I feel like that stuff hurts your bronchial tubes more than it does. Like, the cigarettes are bad for your lungs, and I feel like the fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you can feel it.
You ever hear me laugh? I sound like fucking Muttley from fucking Wacky Racers half the time. I don't know
what that means, but it sounds like English.
Okay.
Muttley. You know that? See, no one got your fucking reference. I was sending a message,
dude. Who are you texting, dude? What's the guy?
One of my endless hoes, dude.
I
knew it, man. Many areas.
Forever slanging.
So many areas.
I didn't wake up till 4 today because I was fucking slanging dick on track, dude, at 4 a.m. Why didn't you give me a call, dude?
I've been doing a lot of cocaine this week. And then I make up for
the can't afford that. Cheating. This is cheating because you're cutting weight like a motherfucker. Plus, you're getting energy from coke. You know how to taper down. Then you're going to jump on some TRT. Who knows how big you're going to get?
I smoked like a whole pack of cigarettes, did a bunch of cocaine, and then the next day ran 12 miles, baby. That's the kind of what I'm saying, psycho, dude.
Yeah, dude. This is very Tony Ferguson of you.
I am. I'm getting into Tony Ferguson shit. I'm punching holes in the walls, and there's fucking aliens in there that are going to eat my wife and all kinds of crazy shit.
Who the fuck is Tony
Ferguson? He's the greatest MMA fighter of all time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're not an MMA guy.
No, you guys should probably, like, we should do some MMA like fight nights because I need to learn more about it.
We need to do that.
It's always relevant.
And another thing is I'm just learning how to golf, and I want to keep golfing.
Do you have
I don't
clubs?
Know why I'm addicted to it.
Do you have clubs?
Yes.
All right. Well, yes.
We'll combine MMA and golf, and we'll hit each other with clubs.
We can start combining these, like.
What do you think I should use here? I don't know. He's down on one knee. Five. Give me the 5 iron. Whoa. The chair just let loose on me, dude.
Did it let loose, or did you about tip over?
Nope. The back of it's gone, dude.
Right. Look at that. Jesus Christ. We need booby traps in here, Aaron.
You want me to go get a fucking drill right now? I will get a drill right now.
No, we don't need it. We're at our limit. We broke a chair, okay? We broke a chair. And we had to listen. We hung up on Johnny. Man, did that feel good.
Yeah, right?
How about that, dude?
I'm going to start doing that. All who want to end this guy's set, say I. Full crowd. I. We just pull him off stage, dude. Hell yeah.
This is amazing.
Hell yeah, dude.
That should be a new rule at the Parkway. If you want someone off stage, put your hand up. And then everyone starts raising their hand.
That would be funny. It'd
That's
be like,
fantastic.
What's it?
How about we make the announcements tonight?
Yes.
Dude. All right. Well, you heard it here first on 890.
I almost name dropped a comedian. Then I was like, I don't want to have to edit this podcast.
Yeah, you'll find plenty of stage time.
Editing the podcast sucks, dude. That's why I don't do it. I don't do it.
Especially if you were supposed to be editing shit out throughout the whole episode. If there's not like one spot you're going to.
You know what the fucked up thing about podcasting is? It's not talking about podcasting while you're podcasting. Mm. It almost seems like a horrible conversation. Like, we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing.
What? Are you shaming us for edit? What? Talking? Are we getting too meta for you?
I don't know anything that goes into it. That's true.
You don't know anything about anything that goes into shit, dude.
No, like, we're just fucking talk.
We got a group thread, and I'm like, hey, you guys want to do some stuff for segments and time slots? And he's like, there was a good episode that one time when you were talking about stuff.
I didn't say that.
All right, dude.
I sent you the episode and the time stamp, and you was like,
no, he did not.
He did not.
Why would you lie to the two people who know that's not true. Like, there's a group thread, and two people know it's not true.
You fucking
with me right now? You fucking with me right now?
There is no time stamp.
Because he asked you for the time stamp right afterwards, you moron.
Yeah, hold on, hold on.
He's like, no, dude, it's like 97 when you're like talking about sports.
Let's be fair. Maybe
like
one
that
of,
part. That
maybe
part where you're talking
one,
about sports.
Listen, maybe one of them. Maybe. But I was just having a conversation with you guys at that point. You know, I wasn't looking. But maybe one of them has a timestamp. Okay.
No, no, they don't. But you know what? Why trust us when you could trust your delusions?
I can remember. Fuck you.
What are you looking at? You looking for it too?
Here's what he said. 997 BC, Super Bowl segment. I just made that up, and most of her not remembering is pretty funny. That's what he said.
That's what he said. So that's all
I figured you would just listen to the episode.
He's going to listen to the whole episode.
Why wouldn't I just sit down for an hour and a half and fucking crank one out? You know
it was just about you guys picking who was going to win the Super Bowl.
But I don't
see,
know.
Just forget but you about see, it. Folks, this is the kind of shit Sky does.
Oh, of course I sent a timestamp with that.
No, I think well keep scrolling because one of those actually does.
The whole point is that he started this conversation by saying, I don't know how you guys do shit because we were talking about editing the podcast. We're like, yeah, that's what happens when you talk to Sky. He's like, just do this. And you're like, yeah, I'll do all of that for you. No big deal.
I did do that.
That is also false. There is no timestamp after that.
Never, ever.
The whole conversation
right
here.
Why do you then need just let me you see were it. In the conversation. I think I was in the conversation. He was in the conversation. All right, three of us agreed.
Douglas says, thanks. Timestamps, in parentheses, screenshot, really would help. You sent thumbs up.
And then I didn't
do anything. Nothing after that. Stop bullshitting us.
I wonder who I was texting at that point, you know?
It's a fun. Cares? It's not a problem. It's a fun.
It's a fun. Yeah, I goof
we just
all
know
the
not
time.
To trust him. That's all.
I'm very loyal, but I'm very
loyal,
confused.
Yeah.
No. We were at the Parkway a couple weeks ago after Sky bullshitted me for a couple days, and I was like, "It's all right, Sky. I'm a compulsive liar too."
Oh,
and
we
just
lost
made eye contact,
it.
And he lost it. And I was like, "Yeah, we understand each other. Yeah. You piece of shit.
Hey, dude, welcome to the club."
It's a lot funner, I would think, to be a liar.
I'm not anymore.
I think sometimes I just want to try to shut people down as fast as I can. So it's like,
you're like, I don't have time for this conversation. I'll just say the show's
and I'm just a goof. I just don't care what I say. I really don't care. I really don't care.
No, I agree. No one else does either. You do.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone shuts off the podcast.
Not listening. I really do have a bad name. How did that happen?
What? Your name?
No.
Well, me and your mother were talking, and
Jesus Christ, if you're my father, dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm not only am I getting a ton of arrears.
It's a goddamn miracle.
We are going to be able to smoke down here after we knock out those blocks and put in an industrial exhaust fan.
This isn't our forever home, dude. We're going to sell this thing and make money, and then that money's going to be worth half what it used to be. All right.
That's why you want to get into crypto.
Fucking ridiculous, dude. Fucking ridiculous. But whatever. Yeah, who knows how life works? I think actually owning things is probably owning this house is probably smarter than selling this house because this house is always worth a house. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, and if anybody lands on it, you charge. You just have to look. I don't know how many houses, how many hotels you have on this one.
We were gonna. Just combine three of the little greenhouses that we have and make one red hotel.
You should turn it into an Airbnb and just have like eight people in here at all times.
Dude, this basement could be an apartment. It could be an apartment because there's gas hookup for like an
oven.
There's
a whole kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a whole kitchen.
And then there's a bathroom if you don't mind walking through a garage. But I used to fucking live in a storage room,
but the thing is you have
electronics company, so you can rent stuff out to people. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is people are going to want to park in that garage, even though you got a covered driveway.
No,
and so the thing is parking is always going to be an issue for you.
Well, I will charge them if they want to do that because
what happens if somebody comes to your Airbnb? Turns into
dude. If you come to an Airbnb and you're like, I would like to park in the garage instead of
no,
Uber,
I'm just saying.
And you're like,
I'm just
fuck
saying.
Off.
Imagine if your car's in there. Okay,
I don't have one in there because
I'm just
All right, go ahead.
This is hypothetical, go ahead. Aaron. Go ahead. Okay? It's all hypothetical.
I'm going to try to get on board. I've been so frictiony.
You are.
I'm sorry. I'm going to oil the wheels here. Let's go.
Your car's in there. Somebody turns into me, right? They decide to have a birthday party and come here to the Airbnb, but they got to go to that bathroom there, right?
Yeah.
And they hit your vehicle, puke all up and down the side of it, right? Bust your mirror off, right? And then pass out in your bathroom there. You come down to go to work the next morning and just go back and out your driveway, have a nice day. And you see that. And you're renting this section out, you know, I could cause problems. Parking.
So you're trying to say that if I did something that I don't do, which is park my car in the garage, that I could just have issues.
Well, you know what? You're a smarter man than me. I don't even know why we had this conversation.
I got a four-stall covered fucking driveway, dude.
I understand. I'm just saying the situation would definitely happen.
Yeah. Sure. For sure. For sure. When I park my Escalade in there.
An Escalade won't fit in there.
Yeah. None of it doesn't matter because it doesn't happen.
That's true.
Anyway, my bad.
All right. Do you guys have anything you would need to promote here?
Actually, if you're listening to this, I already did a show, so take off, you son of a bitch. Actually, there's another one, too.
The end of his comedy career.
There's another one, too. Shimkits at Willow Station on the 31st, I think. Shimkits is the guy promoting it. Anyway, and I'm on it.
He has a name, and his name is Shimkits.
I Shimkits myself all the time.
Shark Memkits.
What do you got coming up, dude?
Nothing, baby.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
And that's no the way.
Keep those phone calls coming. It'll be the boner.
It will be. Yep. Oh, we need to get the bone. But it'd be nice to have him back. Parkway. That's it, dude. We'll see you at 9.
Fucking
that's
A,
all
Cotton.
We got going on.
Say bye, guys. Peter.
Parkway.
Bye, guys. Boom. We did it. We done it. Another one gone. Knocking them down. We've moved the podcast studio, guys. So next episode, in the garage. I'm in my garage now. I'm basically the next WTF. You know, we're going to have Obama on soon. I'm pretty sure he was in town the other day. Just missed him. He was hungry, I think. Yeah. He needed pierogies, so couldn't make it. We sent him down to Manny's because they got the worst food in town here in Pittsburgh, and we figure if you're not doing regular episodes, get the Obama out of here. Put some fucking coleslaw on a burger and choke it down. No, man. Hell yeah. We do have a featured artist today. Now, today's featured artist is Eric Prydz. Now, in 2004, Eric Prydz made some remixes, right? Now, the original song, well, hell, I don't even know it's original. I didn't look to see if he was the first guy, but I'm pretty sure, the first time anyway I ever heard of it, was a guy named Steve Winwood made a song called Valerie, and it was probably a late 80s bop, early 90s bop. I know I probably heard it in the 90s, but it was remixed into a song called Call On Me, which is the major hook of this song. Now, I would suggest looking up the Steve Winwood version. It's great. You'll probably recognize it within the song. You know what I mean? But today, we're following Eric Prydz, spelled P-R-Y-D-Z. The song Call On Me. It was made in the year 2004. It's a bop. So stand up. Get ready for the echoey tin can of house music. And break a leg.